led you astray, and now you're lost. Better get down. All right, that's the Murder Hornets again. So I changed the date on the screen. It's actually 10/23, October the 23rd, 2021. Happy Scorpio, everyone. I had 10/22 earlier for part one of Infinite Plane Saturday. So you haven't been Mendoozled. That was my mistake, but it has since been corrected. Today is the 23rd. A couple of things to go over today. Well, mainly I want to build on what we started talking about earlier. This event that happened about an hour north of here with Alec Baldwin, the man suffering from Trump derangement syndrome like no other, who is involved in a very particular, peculiar event, but some of the particular details really stand out. And the more I look, the more the coincidences really jump out here. And when I say coincidences, I mean, well, props, clues, hints, scripting. So first, let me go ahead and check out who's in the chat. Seems like we're having a few technical issues. Last week, we had a hard drive crash. Haven't quite replaced it. So we're not live on video 24/7. However, if you want to know where we are at any time, just get on the newsletter list. And I'll make sure to keep you abreast of things as they develop. But we're not missing anything. So let me go ahead and start from the bottom. We have a ton of things to go through to add on to this. Well, let's start with this one. In a, quote, grim coincidence, for those of you coincidence theorists out there, in a grim coincidence, Dave Halls worked as the first assistant director on the second unit of the 2000 movie Crow Salvation, the film in which Brandon Lee died in an on-set gun accident in 1993. So what we have here is another connection to the Brandon Lee event. And we've been talking about the symbolism in this event. Let's go Brandon, and now this Brandon Lee, and this interesting connection to an assassin, a would-be assassin from Brandon, Florida, who was going after Trump. And then we have this Brandon Lee and the Brandon Lee family being brought up in the context of this shooting by Alec Baldwin with a .44. Brandon Lee was killed with a .44. And as we go into it, that number and other numbers are going to really stand out, as well as very specific dates. But David Halls, again, we're talking about the person who handed, let me go give you the background. In the Rust set shooting death, a sharpened focus is now on the assistant director. Okay, so the outrage and disbelief over the death of Halyna Hutchins, shot by actor and producer Alec Baldwin during a rehearsal. Now it's focusing on first assistant director David Halls. So David Halls, again, worked as the first assistant director on the second unit of the 2000 movie Crow Salvation, where Brandon Lee died. So he has some practice. Here's someone who has a connection to a previous PSYOP. Kind of like Gabby Petito, connected to Sandy Hook. Kind of like Dr. Nguyen over there at CNN, their chief medical analyst, connected to the Boston Marathon. Just too many coincidences for it to be a coincidence. Okay, so that's the main point I wanted to bring up, another connection to the Crow movie. But I've come across a few other interesting things. So here's another noteworthy thing. The church where the sacrifice happened, the place, the scene of the murder, or killing, or whatever, staged event. I mean, come on, it's about the movie. Is about a character played by Baldwin who is essentially helping, coming to the aid of a 13-year-old accused of a murder. And all the numbers there, the 13, of course, as you know, very significant with death and resurrection. And we're also in the month of Scorpio now, the sign of Scorpio, which if you look at the tarot and the symbolism, so the scorpion, death, it is the scorpion that stings the sun and it dies. And then, of course, you have the number 13 on the tarot card associated with that. Okay, so, and then also this is all against the backdrop of all these weird allusions to the Halloween kills and the Halloween movie, which we'll get into all these connections. And also, one other quick point here. Halyna Hutchins has no birthday. She's 42 years old. She has no birthday. And I've been studying her face, and I swear I've seen her before on thispersondoesnotexist.com. If you've never been there, go to thispersondoesnotexist.com and refresh your browser a few times and look at those faces, and you'll see what I mean. There's a certain vacancy. And I'm questioning if the person even exists. That's my level of mistrust in mass media events. A few other connections. Alec Baldwin shooting victim is the wife of a Latham and Watkins lawyer. So here's two connections here. One, Latham and Watkins represented Michael Sussman. Michael Sussman was indicted, and so the firm represented him. He was indicted with this Russia gate nonsense, which we'll get into this on the particulars, but the main thing is this. This law firm, and we're talking Latham and Watkins, this law firm that's involved in this, or indirectly involved, has people thinking that maybe the Clintons were involved in this shooting. So yes, the husband of Hutchins, the cinematographer who was fatally shot by actor and producer Baldwin, is the wife of a corporate lawyer. Nothing to see here. But now here's where it gets interesting. I'm looking at the names of the lawyers, and one of the names really stood out to me. It says, Sussman's legal team, and we're talking about, this is going back a little bit, 2016. Durham indicted Sussman for making false statements in 2016 to the FBI. But anyway, his legal team was Latham and Watkins, and the partners were Sean Berkowitz and Michael Bosworth. So out of all of this, I'm just saying, you have this connection, one, through her husband to this drama, and then two, the name Berkowitz really stood out. The other Berkowitz I can think of right now that really stands out, of course, is David Berkowitz, the son of Sam, Mr. 44. Known as Mr. 44 because he used a 44. Just another interesting connection here that you have the name Berkowitz even associated in a tangent like this. So we'll get into that. But the story is weird. It's already weird enough. But there are other things that we're noting here. Again, Alec Baldwin shooting victim was wife of Latham and Watkins lawyer. Okay, here's one that I picked up on today. So the Westworld movie set looks a lot like the Rust movie set where the killing happened. You have this church that's kind of a center stage. And moreover, this church looks like the one that Kanye West had at his record release party, which already had a bunch of connections with Hurricane Katrina, and then the most recent hurricane. There's a track on there called Hurricane. A couple of other noteworthy things. We're in 2021, which in many ways is based off of 1969, if you look at the big meta script. If you look at the bigger picture, 68 was really superimposed over 2020, 69 over 2021. Just a few notable things would be the space race, even down to the date that Bezos took off. This would even tie in, I think, to a few other things, like the Internet of Things, relating to 1969's ARPANET. Then you have the Charles Manson killing, echoed by the Matthew Coleman killing on the same date. That character, I believe, was a reprising Charles Manson, if you combine him with Jake and Jelly. So anyway, 1969, Helter Skelter, Charles Manson. Well, here you have Marilyn Manson hanging out with Kanye West and DaBaby at the church. This was, again, supposed to represent Kanye's childhood home or whatever. But a couple notable things. One, they burn it. And two, he burns like a phoenix. Well, three, Kanye played the role of Christ at Coachella a few years ago when he was still 42. He's 44 now. There's another 44. And also, remember last week, he was running around with a mask looking like the character Michael Myers from Halloween. And again, that mask has some specific correlations here. One, William Shatner going to space. So William Shatner's everywhere, and then he's the face of this Halloween character. And this all ties together. So anyway, let me show you these really quick. So you have one. You have the Westworld house, the TV show Westworld. Then you have the scene of the killing for the Rust movie, and then you have the Kanye church. All very similar. And I don't think these are coincidental. And the name Marilyn Manson, now here's another connection, and here's how they interrelate. So the Kanye West thing, what's the connection here? Well, you have Marilyn Manson. So one is the Manson thing is also standing out the name. By the way, one of his bandmates, Daisy Berkowitz, they use these high-profile serial killer names. Davey Berkowitz died in 2017 at the age of 49. But here you got Manson, and he's hanging out at this church, which looks like the church from Westworld. And in Westworld, Marilyn Manson has a connection to Westworld because he was dating Evan Wood, one of the main characters in Westworld, who gets killed again and again at the pleasure of the scary guy dressed all in black. So you already have parallels between Marilyn Manson and his ex-girlfriend, who's now 33, making these accusations against him, and the role she played in Westworld. So he's kind of embodying that same archetype. So it's interesting to see him at this church, which again, we're looking at the architecture and these overlapping rituals. Okay, so we'll leave that aside for the time being. Movies coming to life. It's one of the reoccurring themes here. Like just like I mentioned earlier with the Bruce Lee thing. I'm sorry, Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee, death faker. And very likely Christopher Green, but that's people will fight to the death to preserve their initial impressions. Because I think it was Mark Twain who said, "It is easier to fool a man than convince him that he has been fooled." And I concur with that. Okay, again, grim coincidence. The guy that handed him the gun was involved in the Crow salvation. Now, just really quick here, just to mention this, I'm not getting any chat messages. We've been having some weird things. Like, I swear we had an EMP, a micro EMP blast, take out a couple computers, all of our YouTube channels taken down. And I'm pretty much on a laptop, which is fine. But our phones are down. And two, the chat's not operational except on DLive. So if you are in DLive, Infinite Plane Radio, I will see your comments there, but nowhere else. Also, we are mirrored on darkmatter.radio if you're listening there. Okay, final point on Halyna Hutchins. She has no birthday. So they acknowledge that she's 42, but they do not have a birth date for her. So it makes me wonder, does she even have one? Here's something. Okay, Halyna grew up in Murmansk, a Soviet naval port. The same port where Red October departs. Interesting coincidence. Again, just a coincidence. And there's probably more piling up. So, one more time, she grew up at the Soviet naval port, the same port where Red October departs, and now we're in October. Seems kind of hoaxy. Here's another connection to the number 44. Now, I had foreshadowed this. I had said, hey, look, Kanye West walking around with the 44 Halloween kills, David Amos getting stabbed to death, and now this, another public murder with the 44. Here you have the Union, IATSE Local 44, is involved in this. And they walked off the set before the shooting happened, conveniently. All right, we're joined in chat. I see Johnny's List, Zin Velis, Restless Bear. All right, great. I'm glad that we have some people here. All right, Dave Berkowitz was Mr. 44. Something else going on the West Coast, a bomb cyclone. A few years ago, they introduced firenados, and now they have bomb cyclones. You know, there's even space weather. Just heads up. I want to point this out. A quote from Dave Chappelle. If this is what being canceled is like, I love it. F Twitter, F NBC, F ABC, all these stupid blank networks. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. This is real life, Dave Chappelle. There is no real life on the world stage. And as this event in Santa Fe is showing you, we live on a world stage, and on that stage there are movies within the movie. So he is very far from real life, and he's not brave or taking a hard stance against any kind of entrenched power by saying the F word at NBC. To me, this is just what I would call a controlled opposition. And comedians are very important for this. They have to look like the outsider. Like, give me a break. He's always there to reinforce every fake shooting psyop. And all of his jokes are meant to reinforce these things. And they're only funny if you're uninformed. All right, let us continue. Unvaccinated people face potential lockdown in Austria. I would turn this around and I would say, hey, look. If you buy the science that says you need to get the triple jab and the double mask, then you also buy the science that the world is overheating, that the globe is hot, that the ocean levels are rising, and it's not because of the billion extra masks that you've thrown into the water. No, it's because of what we're doing. It's because you're burning fossil fuels. So if you buy the mask mandates and the lockdown mandate science, you must accept the climate science that says, sell your car and lock down to save Mother Earth. Recycle. Throw your kids in the recycling bin. That's what they're essentially saying. So, before you start telling everyone else to go to jail, ubiquitous home incarceration, why don't you self-incarcerate? Because that's where this leads. And it's like, if they're going to pave the road to hell with good intentions, that's cool, but let them go first. I'll lock down when you do. And if you don't want to lock down, go to infiniteplane.media and pick up an Infinite Plane radio press pass. You are from then on essential. That's why we started it. When they started locking us down, I thought, wait a minute, you're telling me that these propagandists can just walk around and videotape people walking in the parks and then excoriate them? We had these journalists becoming snitches. Oh, look, these kids are hunting for Easter eggs. Let me call the police. It was pretty bad. And I'm thinking, that's not fair. We're media. I have people calling in from every major event, every riot. There are people all over who are willing to call in. So we get a lot of really good leads all the time. So I thought, well, you know what? We are media. Infinite Plane Media does have a network of field correspondents who call in regularly. So, with that in mind, yes, we issue out press passes. If you want one, email or contact me in some way, and I make it very easy. And then, of course, anybody can just fact check you, and they can call, they can check the website and see, yes, this person does represent a legitimate media organization that is concerned with reporting on the facts of reality, watching the watchers. Hey, does anybody know why Biden is delaying the release of the JFK assassination records? I think that's fishy. And the reason why I think it's fishy is that it fits too well with the big story involving the QAnon thing, who they believe that these documents or that there's some information about JFK that's being concealed from the public. Some believe that George Herbert Walker Bush shot him. Okay, again, IATSE Local 44. It was a gun that was a 44. There were three misfires. The union walked away because they were 3 weeks where they had no payment. So, a lot of interesting numbers. This was the 12th day of a 21-day shoot. Make of that what you will. Yesterday, I had a message from someone who referred me to Cracked Magazine because I've been talking about the conspicuous use of the word crack in the media in the last year, starting with the Kraken, Sidney Powell, to Hunter Biden, crack smoker, to the pillow guy and his bad habit, on down to the cracks in the space station that are getting worse as we speak. And I was led to this Cracked Magazine that came out on the run-up to, well, this is an older magazine, looks kind of like Mad. But anyway, it seemed like every single cover has some subliminal and some not so subliminal reference to the Twin Towers falling apart, cracking. Lots of them. So the person who sent it to me suggested that maybe this was part of this process of conditioning people. Back before the internet was in your face 24/7, you would have magazine racks to make sure that they assaulted your senses with all the predictive programming that would ensure that you followed along predictable lines when the time came. And people have. People fall in line with this programming. Here's an interesting link someone sent to me. We've been talking about the nomenclature of these different events. Like, 9/11, 19 hijackers, 19 years later, COVID-19. Well, Pearl Harbor was Operation AI. AI is 19. We're about to go into this new age with Gaia, the Global AI Action Alliance, courtesy of the World Economic Forum 666. And there you have it. Gaia, GAI, and the AI is, of course, 19. The 19 seems to be code. There's code all over the place. But anyway, someone pointed this out to me. Project A119. So it's like Apollo 11 or 119, 9/11 backwards. Now, just look at the connection here, though. The aim of the project was to detonate a nuclear bomb on the moon as a show of power, basically, just a weird flex to scare the Russians. So we were going to nuke the moon. But look at Project A11. That's like Apollo 11. And then a reverse 911, which is interesting because just like 9/11 features prominently in a lot of predictive programming, the reverse of it does as well. The very first person to come down with COVID-19 came down with it, in America that is, on January 19th, which of course made us ground zero being in Seattle. It was declared on 3/11. But that number 119 usually has a lot to do with the sky falling. I think Donnie Darko came out that day. It's also a reference, I believe, to the Tower of Babel falling. So the idea of nuking the moon associated with this is very interesting. Again, Apollo 11. And also, one of the clues in The Shining that Kubrick had involvement in Apollo 11 was the scene with a typewriter, where the main character is typing, "All work, no play, make Jack a dull boy." The A11, the word all, I'm sorry, the word all was A11, as in Apollo 11. It was not all. Maxwell Cooper says Trump was supposed to release the JFK info too, and the DOJ said they couldn't due to a matter of national security. Exactly. They're citing national security, so what could it be? If you want to really reach the bottom of the rabbit hole, the QAnoners believe that JFK is alive, that he survived. I don't know what that means. Is his brain in a vat somewhere? They don't want us to know. No, they think he's literally he's alive. Like, this is not some kind of a conspiracy theory. They think he's Q. They think that JFK Jr. is part of this resistance to the New World Order, but that his dad is still alive. And what's more, they say that the fact that he survived such a gruesome headshot will be perceived by the world as a miracle when he reveals himself. Just right out of Revelations, I believe it's Revelations, what, 13:11 or 13:30. It's one of these verses about the Antichrist getting shot in the head. And then he survives the head wound, and the world marvels at him. Revelations 13:3, paving the way for the Antichrist. His head is fatally wounded, but his fatal wound is healed. And the whole world followed the beast, and they were amazed. So some QAnoners say this. They say that the Bible reverses this, and that it's not the Antichrist that gets the head wound, but it's the Christ. So JFK was essentially of the bloodline of Christ, and that's why the NWO capped him. But he survives, and he's been undercover this whole time. That's the story. Trump's one of the agents of the Kennedys, this divine bloodline, royal or something. But now, part of this too is one of the slogans that you keep hearing from the QAnoners and from Trump is the best is yet to come. And some believe that it's actually the beast is yet to come, and they're waiting for the beast. And again, the beast isn't a bad thing. No, it's JFK. It sounds crazy. I told you I was going to to show you what the bottom of this thing is. But then there's another side to this, and this comes from the interpretation of Jurassic Liars 26, who's been pointing out he's been picking up a subtext in the news, signs, things that are beyond coincidence, suggesting that there is some upcoming event where Trump gets the head wound and survives, and that Trump's the Antichrist. And so it hasn't come yet. And I remember hearing about this about a year and a half ago. And then when Trump caught Corona last year, I thought maybe that's the head wound. He catches Corona, you know, Corona, crown, head, and he has this miraculous recovery 3 days later. And I thought, well, that could be it. But it seemed kind of weak. It wasn't a grotesque head wound. But then, here's what Jurassic Liars 26 suggests. He says it's yet to come, and he believes the wound is going to happen on Obama's birthday. Now, again, this is prophecy, if you want to call it that. But again, on Obama's birthday, Trump's going to get and survive some head wound. Now, here's a weird connection, though. I was watching his channel, and I'll post a link to it for those of you who find this curious. I mean, it's strange, but it lines up. He pointed this out. It turns out that the director that was shot, Joel Souza, his birthday and Trump's birthday are the same. So here you have a guy who is known for epitomizing Trump derangement syndrome and impersonating Trump in sheer spite and hatred. We're talking about Alec Baldwin, who shoots some guy that has Trump's birthday, and the guy survives. And what's more, he's 48, which the numerologist will say, well, 84, Obama's birthday. So it's kind of encoded in there in a weird way. It's not even that deep. I mean, you don't have to dig. You don't have to reach. It's like right there on the surface. So, yeah, it is a curiosity to me that Alec Baldwin, of all people, would shoot somebody with Trump's birthday as part of a more elaborate theatrical ritual foreshadowing what's to come. And if what's to come is true, like let's say hypothetically we are dealing with the Antichrist or any of these superstitious mythological things, you're dealing with something so vast, so big, supernatural, that maybe it's not surprising that you would have some kind of bizarre coincidences leading up to it. It may be noteworthy that her initials are 88 or HH. People connect these things to Trump, because there's a lot of connections between Donald Trump and the Back to the Future movie series, which is all about time travel, and the number 88 being the speed the vehicle has to take in order to time travel, which may have to do with the number of constellations. You know, time travel, the zodiac, there's 88 constellations. Maxwell says, I was surprised when I found out people didn't see the Zapruder film to the 70s. Oh, yeah. You didn't watch this live on TV. It wasn't on YouTube. People growing up today think, oh, it was on TikTok. They saw JFK's head blow up. No, you didn't see it. You heard about it. It was secondhand. It was rumor. That's all. 10 years later, I think it was on the Geraldo Rivera show. Then it was aired for the first time live. So was there a chance that it was toyed with, tampered with in that period of time? I would say so. Case 310 says, glad you are live. Our objective is 5 nights a week, 3 hours a night, or 2 hours in the evening, 1 hour in the morning. But I'm trying to produce a steady stream of content on a number of topics that we have set up. We have certain parameters for discussion. Also, the live phone situation needs to be fixed soon. But yes, we have a plan. We just have a few setbacks now and then because we are listener funded, because the powers that be, the mainstream world religion, the cult of the MSM, keeps trying to marginalize us and shove us off the edge. Okay, check this out. Alec Baldwin playing Trump. Now, this is a statement. So, Alec Baldwin said of playing Donald Trump, playing Trump has made me hope that a meteor hits this building. So, you know, back really quick to what I brought up about Kanye West. Now, Ye West. So Kanye West is at his record release party, and he has this church-like building that looks like the Westworld building, and it looks like the Rust building. They burn it. He does the Phoenix routine. And speaking of the number 13, there were 13 people vaxxed at the Kanye West album release party. The significance here is they had 1,500 vaccines available. It says here, Kanye West Donda event in Chicago, only 13 received a shot. They had 1,500 vaccines. There were 38,000 people there. Only 13 took the vax. So my point being, that number is very significant. Death, resurrection, the Phoenix. So here you have Alec Baldwin about in a movie about a 13-year-old wrongly accused of murder. So anyway, at this scene, it looks like the West World House. It looks like the Kanye West House. It's the Rust House. So here's Alec Baldwin playing Trump, and he said, "Playing Trump made me hope a meteor hits this building." So we seek, we find. Great channel, and I'll make sure I put a link to this at fakeworld.news, where I put all the links. What he thinks is that there is a connection here between rust and meteorites, and that what we're seeing foreshadowed here is that from his perspective, it's highly likely that, yes, they are projecting here a meteor. Let me play a short clip. Again, this is We
Alec
Seek, We
Baldwin
Find.
fired a prop gun on the set of his film Rust on Thursday.
The iron meteorites easily rust in the presence of moisture, and you produce a lot of moisture in your fingers. And so we wear gloves to keep the surface from becoming rusted.
Kerry Corrigan and Linda Welsenbach catalog meteorite samples for the Smithsonian Institute.
Okay, so his connection here is meteor strike, and he's done a calculation. He thinks that the text to vote, you know the number that they have, 88022, that it may relate to a prophecy about this incoming meteor strike, and that the Rust shooting references this date. So make of that what you will. But meteor strikes are on the table. We have increasing reports of space debris. It's almost a daily occurrence, like I said. Pretty soon they're going to mandate that you sleep with a helmet on. And all of the people who told you're a bad, selfish person for not wearing a mask, yeah, they're going to tell you that if you're not sleeping with a helmet on, you don't care about your family. You don't care about society. So, all right, I'm going to go through some comments here. Again, you have to get onto DLive, and I hate to send people there. So a couple of things we brought up. Alec Baldwin's shooting victim is the wife of a Latham & Watkins lawyer, and one of the lawyers there has the name Berkowitz, which stands out to me. We have the similarities between the sets of Rust, Westworld, and the Kanye movie. And again, one of the themes of Westworld is the rich and the powerful go to these simulated Disneyland type places for adults, and they get to kill with impunity. And so here you have Alec Baldwin killing with essentially impunity. And then again, the weapon was handed to him by someone who was involved in the Brandon Lee killing. And we talked about Brandon Lee earlier today. Let's go, Brandon. Could be some connection here. Like, listen to this. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon Lee killed with the 44. And then there was a killer, or rather, a would-be assassin from Brandon, Florida, who had made a threat towards Trump. So you could say, let's go, Brandon, and this Brandon Lee, Brand Don, another connection. I think Jurassic Liars pointed this out too. Donald, the Don, that this could all be, again, it could, maybe I'm stretching this, but I don't think so, a reference to this incoming apparent head wound. If that is something that's going to play out, I mean, I followed a number of channels who have examined the news at the level that we do, and it does seem like there are a consistent number of storylines in play right now, and nothing would surprise me. And the involvement of JFK in the narrative today also stands out. Now, I want to go over and cover some flat earth related news right now. I've been contacted by Free Earth Radio, and they really like me to produce this podcast again, which I think is a worthwhile endeavor. You know, nobody has enough information to say that they know for sure. The whole question itself is very provocative, but it's deeper than shape. And it really, I think, has to do with recognition that there's reality and there's a world stage and that there are limits to what you know, and you're supposed to stop when you have the right beliefs and not go any further. They persecute Gnostics these days. But there's quite a lot of interesting things still in development here related to this topic. Like, for example, let me get into this one. Maybe I'll just play a clip. Authentic Intent was attacked. A guy with a belt on a bicycle. Now, in the video, they describe him as a crackhead. I don't know how you could judge that. I mean, we don't know what he's smoking. But he's definitely triggered. And he gets on his bike and he has a whip. And he's going after this flat earther on the street. I'll just play a short clip. And you can hear for yourself.
Get the fuck out of here. Bitch. I hope somebody steals your bike. You're a bike thief. That's what you are.
Sorry for the language. So they get into a bit of a tussle. And then here comes the individual again on a bike. This time with a whip.
Tell me what to do.
This is after he got up off the ground. So just for context, he's on a street corner and he's telling people that the earth is flat in his opinion. Here's another example. What?
Earth is flat, not a ball.
So as soon as he says that, the guy on the bicycle comes across the street swinging.
Bro, I said go. I don't gotta do anything, man. This ain't your block.
I said go.
I don't have to do anything, bro.
Right now.
I don't have to go anywhere.
Okay, we'll stop there. The fight goes on, the cops show up, the guy gets away. Another flat earth celebrity, friend of that one, is Mac Parhar. You may know Mac Parhar. He's made the news. A lot of the flat earth news has been about this individual who had his yoga studio shut down because he said that hot yoga cured COVID. And then he went into hospitals to see if they were empty, which they were. He's not wrong about everything, but he's made a lot of enemies in high places. In fact, I think he's going to jail for life. Who knows what's happening? I haven't spoken to him recently, but I had this prediction. I said, wait until famous flat earthers start dying of COVID. How convenient for the powers that be that their number one heretics start dying because they follow their own advice. So don't listen to the authorities. You drive off the edge of the earth, or you die of this disease or that condition. So, or you get hit by space junk because you didn't wear a helmet. So what we have here is another cautionary tale in the making. Last week we had Rob Skiba, who made a lot of bold proclamations on Twitter, like, well, one of us is going to be dead next year, the vaxxed or the unvaxxed. Hopefully it's not me. And then, ironically, it's him. And that makes news, it makes Daily Beast. They really do to point at the infidels, that their devil god COVID is punished. They're like COVID Akbar. That's what you get for doubting our doctrines. They care more about their god, their devil god COVID punishing the infidel than they care about saving their planet. Their priorities are all screwed up. So anyway, my point is this. There are websites out there dedicated to cheering on the death of anti-vaxxers who catch COVID. And for the last couple of months, it seems like all of the high-profile COVID deaths have been prominent anti-vaxxers. So here we have COVID-19 denier Mac Parhar has a wide range of symptoms, but he insists it's not COVID. What he calls COVID. The flat earther and yoga revealed on social media he's taking extra strength Tylenol and Advil to deal with his health challenges. He's been charged under the Quarantine Act for not self-isolating. So here's what could be an example of what I think might be story, narrative, propaganda, a psyop. So Rob Skiba caught COVID at a flat earth conference called Take On the World. So it's a Bible Earth conference. So again, Rob Skiba, one of the top two or three authorities on the topic. And whatever you think about the topic itself, he was one of the most informed on it and put a lot of books out. So he goes to a flat earth conference, he catches COVID, goes on a ventilator for 40 days, and he dies. To me, it sounds like a psyop to tell people, hey, look what happens. You follow the infidels, you go to hell. Well, here we have, and the number 40, I mean, 40 days for a guy who studied the Bible his whole life, very Old Testament to suffer for 40 days. So anyway, here we have Mac Parhar charged under the Quarantine Act for not self-isolating. I mean, the number 40, wait, 40 days in the desert, then you got the 40 years, 40 days temptation. That number is so consistent, and I thought, it sounds too biblical. He went to a biblical conference and he caught it. So again, I think another idea here that they wanted to convey is that the thought criminals are bad for your health. So all these thought criminals are going to these conventions and then their leaders are dying. So here you have Mac Parhar, who went to a flat earth conference, and that's why he got charged for violating the Quarantine Act. He came to America. So they're apparently stalking him on the media, or they're making an example out of him. Now, I have my doubts. To be quite honest, I have my doubts. I've seen him vaping extensively. I've seen him driving around angrily, ranting against the New World Order. But I don't mean to stereotype, but when I think of a yogi, I think of people who like fresh air, and they have calm demeanors. They have some kind of inner peace, quiescence. I don't see them as road-raging vapors. And vaping seems to contradict yoga in the first place. How can you reach your higher chakras or something if you got all kinds of chemicals in your, you know, in your circulatory system, and you're just, who knows what, you know, tobacco or whatever, they're getting high. It's drugs. Not that it's against yoga to do drugs, but it just seems to me that vaping in particular would be kind of a no-go. Kind of like smoking cigarettes. Would you take yoga if your yoga instructor was smoking Marlboros? Like, is there really that much of a difference? But my point is, I've never seen him doing yoga. So I'm, as a skeptic, I have to say, well, I'm open to the possibility that this is an actor playing the role of a high-profile thought criminal, controlled opposition. And supposedly, he had a yoga studio that was shut down. I've seen a few pictures, but I've never seen him doing yoga. And if he is a yogi, I want to see him doing one of these contortionist positions. Maybe he could do a live yoga stream. Never has. How passionate of a yoga instructor are you if you don't avail yourselves of every opportunity to spread this thing, to teach it online, even though they shut down his business? So anyway, I want to see proof that he actually knows how to do yoga, because this is too convenient. So here's what it says. He says he's having hot and cold feelings in his body, zero energy, respiratory coughs, his throat tingles. This goes on to say, he's got a roomy, sore throat. He's hacking and spitting phlegm out the window of his car. Bioterrorist Mac Parhar, hacking and spitting. He's been seen hacking and spitting his phlegm from his car. He says, it's definitely not COVID because COVID doesn't exist. I'm not even going to effing go there, he declares. Later he says, what happened to my immune system? How could this have happened?
Don't.
Now, a couple more things. I've never seen him do yoga, and I've once heard him claim that his baby's mama is not his baby's mama because he's Mandela affected and he's not in the same universe anymore. It's not the same woman. So anyway, it's questionable. Everything here is questionable.
See it. I hope we win. I hope people wake the fuck up, but they're not. I mean, it's just, I was at my buddy's shop and this guy came in there. Got the conversation going towards COVID. Because he said, oh, his back's sore. And I go, oh, my whole body's sore. He asked me why, and I told him, because I'm sick. And then it turned into, I go, but it's not COVID. COVID doesn't.
Now, I wonder if he's on.
Exist. And it,
he might be. There's a couple of sites out there, really bad sites, that are, like I said, cheering on anti-vaxxers. He's probably on those various websites, like the Herman Cain Awards. And there's another one, I believe it's called Take That Anti-Vaxxer. I mean, real nasty websites. So let's see what else we have here. He's been charged with 3 counts of violating the Quarantine Act. The Corona alleges that, see, you had to kneel to the crown. That's what this was always about. Corona is just a cover. The new crown, the new order. and he didn't kneel. So they're making an example out of him. The Crown alleges he refused to self-isolate after returning from a Flat Earth conference. The BC Supreme Court website says people should not attend the courthouse if they're exhibiting any COVID-19 symptoms. Someone says here, guess who has COVID, but he can't admit it. His trial resumes on Monday.
Don't see it.
I function. If I'm not on Advil or Tylenol, I'm lying in bed. But at least this masks the sin.
Wait, he says he's lying in bed, but he's driving around. And then he has this dry sniff, like a crisis actor, you know, dry eyes. Like, I'm starting to think, look, does anybody here have a Betmoose account? I mean, I wanted to start placing bets a while ago. I almost want to place a bet. I mean, it's morbid. Let's just say this. I'm pretty sure that if he goes out publicly and dies a high-profile COVID-19 death, then I'm pretty sure he's an actor. And I also want to see proof that he can actually do yoga. A few other things about Flat Earth. One other topic I want to get into. This is bad. Or I don't know if it's bad. I mean, it's unethical, we'll say. So this is what has been alleged. It has been alleged that and this is kind of inside baseball, but basically, a number of individuals created this application for people who are stuck on this topic to meet. And it seems like one of their beta testers stole their idea and then took this idea, which was going to be free, and made it a for-profit app. And so this is a video from Flathead Politics.
And then he took those features and incorporated those features into his.
And this is, again, Flathead Politics describing basically what looks like intellectual property theft on the flat earth. Very concerning.
And then he took those features and incorporated those features into his app and then presented it as his own unique original idea and started charging people monthly subscription fees for the features that we gave away for free.
So you can see why he'd be mad. And throughout the video, he shows that the person in question has apparently enlisted the help of others to help sell this app. And so they estimate, well, hey, he took their idea and he's potentially making $15,000 per month and never gave them any sort of credit. So I'm just saying, dirty business tactics from Flat Earth's favorite ambassador, Dearth. Want to bring this up again? I mentioned it earlier. Kanye, now Ye, spotted at a Sweden McDonald's with a creepy Michael Myers mask. Again, he's 44. That was brought up. And in this picture, he has a very obvious Illuminati pyramid right in front of him. So when I saw this, I thought, this is a reference to the new Halloween movie, Halloween Kills. And then I thought, well, there's going to be some kind of killing. And then you have David Ames getting stabbed, like a scene out of that horror movie. And now you have a shooting, Mr. 44, Alec Baldwin. Lean Dion says, let's see an upward bat pose, please, Mac Parhar. Yeah, I want to see it too. I just want to see a pose. I'm starting to question if the guy is even a yogi. And if my phones were open, I would take a call. But it's possible that he's an actor playing the role of a yoga instructor. And it just really stood out to me when I realized I've known of this person for several years. And another thing, he's friends with, of all people, do you remember that individual back in, I think it was March 30th, 2021, you had that person burning the Masonic lodges, and this was in Canada. There were three lodges that were burned, and this was 3:30, and the guy's last name was Coleman, which, you know, kind of like the name of the guy in California who killed his kids. You have another Coleman. This was Benjamin Orion Carlson Coleman, alleged arsonist, set three fires at Masonic lodges in Metro Vancouver area. And these fires were exquisite. Like, this wasn't a Bic lighter on the outside of a building. No, these were infernos, which makes me think that these were rituals, that this was a ritual. Vancouver police arrest a 42-year-old. This guy was dressed in black. He's 42. And he's on Twitter telling people, hey, look, the Masons control the media and society, and they put 33s on everything. That's what he's saying, which is weird because that's what I say. And I thought, well, that's weird. And by the way, there's 42 viewers right now on Infinite Plane Radio, DLive. So I appreciate you hanging out there. Now again, Vancouver arrests this 42-year-old after he burns three places. His middle name, Orion, Orion's Belt. And I think Carlson, interesting name, nothing stands out there. It does contain arson, but Coleman, as in the lantern, Coleman. So the suspect was taken in after he burned these three lodges. But here's the thing. I thought, who the hell is this guy? Because there's nobody else that I can think of who points out these coincidences and numbers and synchronicities like we do, as much as we do, that we don't know, for the most part. I find content from a lot of people, and I share videos all the time. I always attribute, because I think it's important that we increase our pool of researchers. And I couldn't find this person anywhere. So I figured this person seems to have been made up. Well, Mac Parhar, the vapor, the road raging vapor, Mac Parhar, supposedly a yoga instructor, calls in and he says, oh, I'm friends with Benjamin Orion Carlson Coleman, the Masonic lodge burner. So I'm like, oh, you're friends with the guy? What do you know? And he said, well, he must have snapped from the lockdowns, which doesn't make sense to me. Most people having these lockdowns are enjoying it. The COVID-19, they gained 19 pounds from all the home delivery, you know, the food and the sedentary lifestyle. I don't think he snapped. And there's no excuse for arson anyway. You file a lawsuit, make an angry phone call or something before you burn something down. So what is he doing burning this place down? Well, Mac justified it and said maybe he, quote, snapped. And they were friends, and they had engaged in activism together. So what are the odds? I think it's probably phony and staged. Zinvela says, Tom Hanks Inferno. Oh yeah, the supervirus Inferno in the Dan Brown book Inferno was eerily echoed when Tom Hanks went to Australia while Australia was an inferno. And this is at the time that the lockdowns for COVID-19 started in Italy. And in the book and movie Inferno, Tom Hanks's character awakens in a hospital in Italy. It's another example of a movie turned into real life and these characters interfacing the world stage and with what you see on the big screens. Frontman 424 has joined us. Appreciate it. We're only taking comments right now at DLive because our chat module's down. I feel like we're under attack. Don't mean to be paranoid. It could just be the fact that we have been working consistently for a couple of years straight and nothing ever turns off. Nothing goes to sleep and we just burn things out. Which it really is to me, it's an acceptable loss for the amount of work that we do and the amount of coverage that we engage in. To have to replace a hard drive now and then, as inconvenient as it can be, no big deal. Let's Go Brandon was banned by the Canadian Public Service. Again, Let's Go Brandon just seems like another example of word magic. Let's Go Brandon, what does that really mean? Just like this eerie, anything that goes viral. And then you have Brandon Lee, like I said, and then this other connection, which I'll bring up again. Brandon, Florida. There was a would-be assassin, a guy who threatened to kill Trump. Trump assassin threat leads to Florida man's arrest. A Brandon, Florida man. Man arrested outside of White House threatening Trump. So, Brandon, again. Let's Go Brandon. Brandon Lee killed the 44. Then the guy who hates Trump more than anybody in the world shoots a guy that has Donald Trump's birthday. In addition to all the other weird tidbits of information about this thing. All right, let us continue. So many interesting things in development right now. Still waiting on that alien invasion. Then we have Matt Gaetz. It's like a scene out of a horror movie. How many horror movies have you seen where the person who is being hunted down says to everyone, hey, I'm being attacked. Somebody help me. And nobody takes them seriously. Like, that's such a common thing in these movies. And they go to the next room and they get stabbed to death. Well, here you have Matt Gaetz basically in a panic attack, in a tizzy. And he's saying, I'm under attack. Somebody's going to kill me. There's been a hit out on my head and nobody cares and the Capitol Police won't do anything. I'll play that clip if you want to hear it. It's just kind of pathetic. But I'm just bringing this up because it seems like a scene out of the movie Halloween or Halloween Kills or any one of these in the installment, you know, of these very popular snuff films. And by the way, one more thing. So last week, and I don't really want to replay this, but I can if you want to hear it. Maybe I should. I will play this really quick, just for context, for full context. I want to give you the full context about the meaning of this stabbing and of the character Michael Myers. But let me go ahead and play this really quick. You can hear Matt Gaetz saying, somebody's trying to kill me.
And the Capitol Police recommended his arrest. That's information that was just shared with me by the Investigations and Threat Assessment section of the Protective Services Bureau, and specifically George DeCesso. And George shared with me that the Capitol Police recommended the arrest of this individual and that the Department of Justice refused to do so.
Yeah, they're not going to arrest the guy that's going to kill him, so he's up there saying, I want to say my goodbyes to my family and friends in case I'm dead. So, you know, is it theater? Is he exaggerating? I mean, look who we're dealing with. The guy grew up in the Truman House. I don't know if you heard about that. He actually grew up in the house where the Truman Show happened, where they filmed it. And so, you know, that's another element to it. Okay, so anyway, William Shatner's face, being the face of the Halloween movies, is very significant because, one, the Halloween movie is about a guy killing people with a knife. In Wicca, in witchcraft, the great rite involves the placement of the knife in the chalice. This is symbolic of the god and the goddess and their conjugal visit. So the knife has a double meaning. It has this fertility rite connotation. So that's one side of it, the Halloween Kills. Then two, it's the face of Shatner. And William Shatner reacted recently to Halloween using his face, his death mask. Now, at the same time, William Shatner is going to space in a rocket, which is a quite obvious phallic symbol. And it's another version of the same ritual, goddess of the night sky and the earth god. Same ritual, different prop. So he goes from being Rocket Man to being Knife Man. And there's a correlation between Rocket Man and Knife Man in this specific context. You're talking about symbolism. Again, symbolism. So the movies, they have these double meanings, and it's just being played upon in the fact that you have his face above and below. And then finally, you have, and this is what's going to tie it all together, just to show you how he is very much aware of all of this. So he's talking to Anderson Cooper, and he makes this joke that would make zero sense whatsoever outside of this context of this whole thing being veiled, ritualistic, here we go, a veiled ritualistic play, more or less a modern iteration of some kind of like Gnostic Catholic mass, a great rite. Now that's essentially what we're looking at here. So here you have it. You have William Shatner cracks Anderson Cooper up on his plans for space. Another interesting use of the word crack. But I want to go to the specific point where I think they both allude to what this thing actually is. Now, one other thing. I think you can make a correlation between this event and the Virgin Galactic launch. Okay, so here we go.
You go up, that you can't draw a breath. Now, that apparently is not going to happen, but that's what they said.
Okay, so here we have the two of them.
I'm really quite.
They're hanging out joking about the Blue Origin rocket and the training that went into it, but there's something in particular here, and I just got to play it because the clip speaks for itself. So many different little phrases here that they keep giggling at. I mean, it's insane. Like, here's another one.
You know,
okay, here it is.
Fun of the way the rocket looks, but I think it's cool. I like it. I think the weightless thing I think would be fun.
Well, no, there's nothing to be nothing to make fun of. We're inseminating the space program that is.
You know what? I threw that out there. I didn't know if you were going to pick up on it, and you did.
So again, what is this? Would this make sense to anybody in any context? What does strapping yourself into a rocket and flying into outer space have to do with that? The answer is nothing, exoterically on the surface. But
disseminating the space program.
And we can add on to that. There are a few other things in here, but I'm just going to leave it at that for now. Fertility right reference correlating with the symbol of the knife-wielding Shatner of Michael Myers of the Halloween series. No coincidences here. Zinvela says Anderson Cooper has a terrible fake laugh. They all look and sound to me like animatronics at this point. They all do. And after Greta Thunberg did the Rickroll, I'm certain that she's an animatronic avatar of Al Gore. A Russian spacecraft dropping debris. That's the new thing. At first, I mean, they really did focus on CubeSats screwing up the view for astronomers, but now the new thing is space junk. And you heard it here first. You know, we never call anything that they don't call out first. We're just really reading their scripts. And the space junk agenda has been accelerating in the last few weeks. Well, months, really. I think it really kicked off with that piece of Chinese space junk. And if you recall earlier today, I mentioned the 119 number. Well, on the 119th day of the year, China launched that rocket that contained the module for their new fake space station. The 119th day of the year. And that was the piece that came down to Earth as space junk. Just another correlation between the number 119 and junk falling down from the sky. There are so many different agendas, I think, disguised, tucked away within this Alec Baldwin shooting. Especially the gun grab agenda. And I talked about this earlier, how all of the people who are pushing the gun grab agenda are, you know, in terms of the Hollywood elite types, they're all pushing bad movies where they exaggerate the power of guns. They turn the gun itself into a villain. They push gunophobia. I think that a lot of movies are, in a way, making guns seem unreasonable. So it's not a surprise. They have these lefties who are involved in these types of movies that exaggerate the role of guns. They do this intentionally. A couple other things about the event. The Rust crew, the Union 44, walked off the set before it happened. Hours before, Baldwin fatally shot the cinematographer. Their camera operators walked off the set to protest working conditions. What were they protesting? They were protesting the fact that they weren't getting expensive hotels in Santa Fe with nice sheets. They didn't want to have to drive back to Albuquerque, so they had to leave. I mean, that's pathetic, but that's what they say. Yet, if you ask me, just the involvement of the guy that was involved in the Bruce Lee son, Brandon Lee's death, just his involvement in this and the fact that the union left makes it seem like it was a closed set, a closed PSYOP set. Oh, look who has it. Lauren Witzke celebrates after winning the Delaware Republican Senate in 2020. Remember her? Anyway, she's got the COVIDs. Anti-vax Republican who worked for the Trump campaign and embraced QAnon says she has COVID-19. Garrett says Halloween is also at the end of October and could be a pivot point this year for what is to come, November to December 2022. I could see that. I mean, look, according to Jordan Maxwell, Scorpio, and we're in Scorpio now, happy Scorpio, if you celebrate that, all these closet or clandestine sun worshippers, apparently, that control society, these things matter to them. So it might be very significant that here we are on the first day of Scorpio, talking about this very high-profile death. But according to Jordan Maxwell, the symbol of Scorpio is it's Judas betraying Christ, or it's the scorpion stinging the sun, which precipitates death. So now the sun is on its way down. It has been fatally stung. Someone in the comment section asks if I am doing NFTs, and yes, I am fairly well represented now on Atomic Hub. And there's also an account that I set up for Dark Matter. In fact, if you're interested in non-fungible tokens, NFTs, I will start promoting these. I'll start posting links in the Discord server. We do have something there. If you go to the Discord server, I'm constantly posting free ones. So there's another reason to join. Go to infiniteplane.radio, sign up for the Patreon, and yes, you will definitely. I made a non-fungible token out of the Research Flat Earth billboard. If you recall, this is the billboard that caused the topic to exit the YouTube echo chambers and flip over a few tables at the MSM. They didn't know how to handle the topic. We purchased a very large billboard. It was 35. Well, how big was this one? Big giant digital sign outside of an airport. And all it said was Research Flat Earth. We didn't say the Earth is flat. But we did this on purpose. We wanted to bring a lot of minds into the topic outside of the people who were obsessed with the Bible. So here we have the electronic billboard crowdfunded by Infinite Plane Society in June of 2017 to make the topic go mainstream, available as a non-fungible token because it was always a digital billboard. So we made it into an NFT. But I've been giving away copies of it. So if the original ever does accrue any value, well, everyone down the line also does. Okay, let us continue. Lean Dion says there's a Red October Q connection. Now again, the actress that was killed was born, we don't know what date, apparently nobody knows. They only know she's 42. Apparently she was born in the place where the Red October submarine port is, so it's a very significant location in that context. QAnon sees Trump text alert tests as signaling the coming of the storm. I've noticed that the QAnoners have been really keen on using Red October imagery, the hunt for Red October, and they thought it had to do with the hunt for Hunter Biden's laptop. All right, let us continue. We've got a few other things I wanted to go through tonight. Fact check. This is actually going viral. So this is apparently not as fringe as I thought. You remember back when I interviewed, I spoke with the author, Mark Rothschild, author of Q, The Coming Storm, where I asked him, I said, hey, what do you think about the JFK Jr. thing? And he didn't think it was a big deal. But I'm starting to think that it is. So there's a viral Facebook post right now that is making the claim that JFK Jr. is right now functioning as Donald Trump's vice president. and that there's going to be some kind of debt relief.
Helping me with him, I'm going to telling him what each level is. I'm working hard on trying.
Now, this is a channel called American AOR, but he says, huge information disclosed. JFK Jr. is the vice president and debt relief is happening. And I listened to this, and, well, it sounds like good news, basically. Trump's going to save us from the deep state. JFK Jr. is going to be the vice president, and we're all going to get a bunch of money.
It's not who he appears to be either. Don't put your faith in credibility. He says he's not connected to Trump. He's not connected to Q, and he's not connected to the inner circle or the alliance. You know, so take that for what you want.
He obviously did something in 90.
Now, you're just hearing some conjecture, but the only reason I'm bringing this up is I think what we're seeing here is what I would call hopium. And you have a couple of different approaches that religions take. And I would say the MSM is a religion as well, to influencing their constituents, their followers. So here you have two different stories. You know, one of them is if we don't win, if we don't defeat the bad guys, we have this very bad scenario, doomsday. If we do win, we have this great reward, salvation, debt forgiveness. So they sell hope to the people looking for hope, and they use doom to motivate the complacent. So the people who aren't waiting for total debt relief, maybe they don't feel a lot of motivation, but now you make them feel threatened about what they do have, and you can motivate them. Those who have nothing can be motivated by, hey, if you win, you will have everything. So it's a two-pronged approach to motivating people. It's hopium and doom, just depending on what it's going to take to motivate that particular person. And I think this is all part of neuro-linguistic programming. I read a few books on it before where I think it was Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins discussed how most people are motivated by either the desire for a reward or the fear of missing out or the fear of pain. So what motivates them is going to be, is there more pain associated with taking action or not taking action? And so they basically base their decision on these very primal things. And that's why you have these very basic scenarios, heaven or hell. Remember on the 42nd anniversary of that volcano eruption at St. Vincent Island, they said only the vaccinated will be given seats on the escape boats. So you couldn't get on the raft to escape the lava unless you were vaxxed. So the idea here is, if you're not saved, you get the lake of fire. If you're saved, you get raptured. So now it puts it into a more immediate context. Are you going to get saved just in case? And then you have that wager, I think Pascal's wager, and it's basically the cost of betting in favor of there being a hell versus not believing it. The cost of ensuring your salvation is virtually nothing, so you might as well play it safe. Might as well get the vax. You don't want to risk getting the lava. All right, a few things we covered tonight that are new. Mainly the connection, I would say, between Alec Baldwin and the movie he's in that more or less contains the plot of what he just did. You know, you got somebody who's now accused of an accidental murder and he has to deal with it. Well, the movie's about him rescuing a 13-year-old. Oh, there's another 13 connection, by the way. 13 is the number of the tarot card death. Scorpio is associated with the death card. So there's another 13 associated with this particular event. Now, I am going to get back to a regular schedule, Monday to Friday. But again, I'm going to try to cover everything here as much as I can daily. We'll probably be live every morning and every evening. I hope to have phones back on by tomorrow. I also want to say thanks to everyone who went to infiniteplanesociety.com and pitched in, replacing the hard drive, of course, paying for a few other things. And what I'm doing this time is I want to ensure that I have an uninterrupted stretch of time where we are live open phones at the same time every night. It's very important that we have consistency. It's the reason why we had the numbers we had just a couple months ago. A few months ago, we were on four concurrent YouTube channels. Each one had more than 2,000 subs. Those channels are gone, but that's just the world we're in right now. We uttered the wrong syllables. We are essentially blacklisted. I think we're heretics. I've been banned by some of the most, some big popular channels and figures out there have just banned me on Twitter and blocked me. I'm like, what is it that we're doing? But anyway, we're going to come back after the new tower is built here with a plan to stay on a regular schedule, set nights. I have a number of guests lined up, but we're going to have everything set up first so we don't have any more false starts. Earlier today, Infinite Planes Saturday Part 1, we talked about Let's Go Brandon, Brandon Florida Assassin Targets Trump, Brandon Lee, Halloween Kills. Helena Hutchins has no birthday, and I'm pretty sure I saw her on thispersondoesnotexist.com. I have these new shirts available. If you're subscribed to the mailing list, you'll get a link to it. Don't tell me vampire penguin bats don't exist. Just some new digital art that I've been working on. Some made-up cryptids as opposed to the real cryptids. It's like Bigfoot's real, but vampire penguin bats don't exist. All right, this has been great. Go ahead and call 833-311-1984 and leave voicemails. I won't be able to answer those just yet, like I said, but we will certainly be getting to all of that. A lot of interesting developments. So we'll be back live tomorrow for Infinite Plane Sunday. And this is The Masquerade JT33 featuring Symbia.
You have now entered the New World Order's AI construct, where nothing is as it seems. Your dreams and aspirations have been selected for you. All that makes you who you are was predetermined by the now functioning AI. Free thought is no longer an option. We now have control over all things, including the very thoughts we allow you to have. Do not try to resist. Welcome to the Masquerade.
Some sort of illusion, every grid that we're living in. Still I'm entrenched in the thought that my thoughts are my own and I'm giving in. Tired of living with hypnotic psychosis, of going through all of the social media motions. I don't care what you're posting in. Keep on scrolling through all of the propaganda. Keep on showing support, you're giving them the upper hand. You can find any info to support any truth that you wanna pursue it. Truth is subjective, I'm being selective and choosing the path and I knew it. Welcome to the masquerade, we're playing charades where the world has been staged like a play. The play is on the people, either you wake up.
Listening to Infinite Plane Radio. Stick around for live call-in shows. Stay for the music and recent replays. Join us at infiniteplane.live for 24/7 live chat with other listeners.